How long will you keep me in suspense? These are the words of the Pharisees to Jesus in our Gospel today. And our Gospel encourages us to think about our faith and what our relationship with God is like. And it takes place during the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, we're told. And this feast celebration is the rededication of the temple after it was vandalized and left in ruins. And this was a time filled with hopes and dreams that the Messiah would come and free them from all their enemies, free them from their oppression. And the Jewish leaders questioned Jesus, asking him to clarify who he was. That's why they said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense?" And this question shows their deeper frustration of their situation. They wanted someone to come and release them from captive and to lead them into their own land, not just physically, but spiritually. They wanted a clear answer from him. But Jesus, as we know in the Gospel, often responds not with a direct yes, but he answers with an answer and a question to make people be aware of a deeper thought that might be before them. Then Jesus begins by affirming his identity. He states, "I told you, and you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name bear witness to me." Here Jesus is referring to the miracles that he performed and the teaching that he shared with people. His teaching transformed their lives, but still the Jewish authorities didn't believe what he said, didn't believe the miracles that he performed. But you see, belief is not simply about seeing miracles or being inspired by some rabbi teaching. It requires a heart open to understanding and accepting the truth of who Jesus is and how he can impact our daily lives. And this moment in our Gospel brings two challenges. First, to the listeners who heard it for the first time, and to us. How often do we feel uncertain about our faith? Especially in difficult times, we want clear answers from God's will. When people we see suffer, or we suffer, why is God allowing that to happen in our lives? And when that happens, sometimes we waver. We're not sure that God really loves us, or God wants to be alongside us as he left us. And when we doubt and feel confused, like the crowd was with Jesus, we may question Jesus' promise and presence. But Jesus continues and say, "But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep." And this statement is the heart of the whole of the issue. It shows that faith is not knowing something in our head, but it's having a personal relationship day after day with the person of Jesus. And so Jesus goes on to talk about a shepherd and the sheep. Jesus points out that the sheep recognizes his voice and follows him. They have such a close relationship with him that they recognize his voice. And that's the sort of relationship we should have with Jesus. He calls us by name, and we should, in a spiritual sense, recognize his calling. And then he goes on to talk about eternal life and that you will never perish. And really, this is the assurance and the key to our faith. He tells us that we won't find hope in just temporary things, that is, in the world, because we are here and gone like a twinkle of light. But the lasting promise that goes beyond this world is eternal life with him, which never ends. And then he goes on and says a rather weird thing. No one will snatch them out of my hand. And these verses remind us that we are safe in the faith of Jesus Christ because we are responding to his power and love in our lives. And even when we face challenges, we will. Or we feel overwhelmed by the life's up and down, we will. We can be trustful that he supports us, that no one will snatch us away. He's always with us, even in the dark times. So it's important to think about what it means to hear and follow Jesus in our own lives, not 2,000 years ago. Are we paying attention to his voice amid the busyness of our lives? Do we build a relationship with Jesus that helps us see his guidance in our lives? And just like a shepherd knows his sheep, we're called to understand who Jesus is and how he invites us to live. Shepherds in the Far East walked in front of the sheep. The sheep knew this person and trusted this person. And that's what it's like in our lives. Jesus walks in front of us, protects us, helps us, comes alongside us, and walks with us in our lives. Whether it's happiness or sadness, he's there, walking in front. And of course, in today's world, many voices are calling for attention. But the question that we need to actually reflect on is, how do we know the voice of the Good Shepherd? Have we heard the voice of the Good Shepherd in our lives? And of course, we will hear him if we grow spiritually. And that means taking time for prayer and reading scripture. This morning we had the prayer book, and in the Articles of Religion it says, all things necessary to salvation is contained within scripture. So if we want to know about Jesus the Good Shepherd, we look into scripture, and the scripture will talk to us, because the Holy Spirit uses scripture to remind us of who he is. Then Jesus goes on to say that the Father and I are one. Now the Jewish authorities didn't recognize what he was saying, but he's actually saying there that him and the Father are one, that he is God incarnate. So maybe we have the same question for Jesus in when we are going through trouble, when we have dark periods of our lives. How long will you keep me in suspense? Why do people suffer? Why do I feel in this particular way because someone has died, are full of pain, and I don't feel you beside me? How long will you keep me in suspense? In a way, is a positive question, because in the end, it shows our desire for a clear answer in matters of our faith. Because Jesus invites us to move from the unknown, and life is unknown. We don't know what's going to happen in the next few minutes. And into a life that has a safety net. No matter what is happening, a safety net. And that is the person of Jesus. So Jesus is calling us to follow him, to trust in the promise of eternal life that he gives us. And by doing this, we find our faith a much assuring thing, a much more joyful thing, because underneath all the busyness of the world, there is that deep relationship with Jesus. And of course, all this is rooted in the love of the Good Shepherd for us, who knows us by name, who cares for us eternally, who knows us in and out and still loves us particularly, and because sometimes we're not very lovable in our actions and attitudes. So our gospel invites us to move from fear of the unknown to a close relationship with the shepherd, Jesus. And as we think about the gospel, let's accept the call to listen to his voice. He talks to our minds, but most of all, he talks to our hearts. And maybe to commit ourselves to follow him more deeply, to trust in his promises more deeply. And by doing this, we'll find our faith is based on assurance rather than on doubts. So it's all rooted in the love of the Good Shepherd, who knows us, cares for us, and gave his life up for us. So let's respond to his call with confidence and hope. And when we ask that question to God, how long will you keep me in suspense? It may be a little time, but he always answers. Maybe not according to our will, but according to his will. Amen.